As we journey through the time after the Epiphany, our lectionary turns to passages that reveal who Jesus is and lead us into deeper discipleship. The text chosen for this week makes some striking claims about who Jesus is and how his disciples, then and now, can relate to him. The gospel has already made clear that Jesus is pre-existent and one with God in the prologue. But, it becomes clear, there is more to Jesus' identity. In 13 short verses, we are told that the Spirit of God descended and remained upon Jesus, and we are provided four titles for understanding Jesus' identity: Lamb of God, Son of God, Rabbi, and Messiah. John the Baptist, who does more witnessing than baptizing in the Gospel of John, makes the first two declarations of Jesus' identity. Now, the Gospel tells us that John the Baptist was questioned by the priests and Levites from Jerusalem regarding his identity. Is he the Messiah, or Elijah, or the prophet? John tells them he is not, but instead that he is the one preparing the way for the one who is coming after me. When John sees Jesus the next day, he proclaims that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and the Son of God. Now, Lamb of God evokes the Passover lamb from Exodus. There, the Hebrew people living in Egypt are instructed to slaughter a lamb, put some of its blood on their doorposts, and eat the lamb. Those who do this will be spared the final plague of the death of the firstborn. To be clear, this is not a sacrificial lamb, at least not in the way that lambs sacrificed as sin offerings were. Another reference point is in Isaiah. In the description of the suffering servant, who is like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and whose life was made an offering for sin. And the gospel seems to be invoking both Exodus and Isaiah in its depiction of Jesus. Jesus is understood to protect God, to protect God's people. Mark 1 is chosen by God, provide sustenance, and provide some sort of atonement for sin. Jesus, then, is an avenue for God's intervention in the world on behalf of God's people. John the Baptist witnesses that Jesus is the Son of God because he saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on Jesus. For John the author, this is incarnational language. It recalls the closing line of the prologue: "It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." To describe Jesus as the Son of God is to highlight his special relationship with God. And while others have been said to have been sons of God, the prologue adds nuance. The Son of God is God. John further implies this equity with God at various points in his gospel, as well as through Jesus' various uses of that formulaic statement of divine revelation, "I am." The gospel seems to be saying then that Jesus is not only an agent through whom God is acting in the world, but is literally God acting in the world. That these confessions come from John the Baptist is important, as the first two followers of Jesus are initially disciples of John. When John again refers to Jesus as the Lamb of God, the two disciples, one of whom is Andrew, the brother of Peter, both begin following Jesus. These disciples call Jesus Rabbi and the Messiah. Jesus' first words in the gospel are a question asked of John's disciples. What do you want? The two disciples reply with a question of their own. Rabbi, where are you staying? At first, this might appear to be a somewhat disjointed conversation. Jesus asks a question that could be taken a myriad of ways, and the disciples' response is a question that on the surface does not in any way relate to Jesus' question. However, when we understand that rabbi means teacher, which John kindly spells out, it becomes a bit more obvious what the disciples mean. They want to know where Jesus is going to be so that they can learn from him. And Jesus invites them to come and see, an invitation that Jesus will make in various ways to many people throughout the gospel. As a rabbi, a teacher, Jesus does not just speak, he invites disciples into participation. The fourth title for Jesus in this passage is Messiah. This revelation by a disciple occurs early in the Gospel of John. Also, it's not Peter who makes the confession, but Andrew, his brother. Andrew tells Peter, "We have found the Messiah," which seems to be enough for Peter to come to Jesus. And as John reminds us, Messiah is a Hebrew word meaning anointed, and that would be anointed by God. In the Hebrew Bible and Jewish tradition, kings and high priests and possibly some prophets were anointed. Over time, especially during and after the Babylonian captivity, some Jewish folk began anticipating a future Messiah that would be an heir to King David and fulfill God's promises to Israel. John picks up on these hopes in their depiction of Jesus. What is particularly interesting about this passage is that these markers of Jesus' identity are not used to elevate him above everyone else, making him unapproachable. Instead, Jesus invites his disciples into participation with him. He invites them to follow him further, to discover what they seek to know. And the rest of the gospel provides us with deeper insights into Jesus' identity as we too come and see and are invited into deeper participation with Jesus. As we come and see Jesus the Messiah, Jesus our teacher, Jesus the Son of God, and Jesus the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, our sins included. Amen.